right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 374. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we are joined by a man who's about to tell you why the Nintendo 3DS is an... Oh, I forgot. Was it outstanding or excellent? I blew it, Wombat.
Exceptional.
Exceptional. I knew it.
Exceptional.
See, this is why I should write these things down. But
why? Why start now? It's been 9 years.
I know. I did just read about the history of Papaya King, though, on Wikipedia, just to prepare myself for the show. That's the research I did for the show.
It sounds fun to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. It's actually a good story. But we'll talk about that later.
Well, thrilling. I can't wait. I want to find out whether he's really royalty or not.
No, he's a Greek. Well, we could talk about it now. But so, you had some show feedback, Wombat, right? You should just read that and then...
I'll read the appropriate show feedback. Oh, Shipwreck's here too.
Right, hi, Ship.
Hello.
Your ugly clone has to say, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Gray's papaya is gone.
That's not bad news. Gray's papaya is the imitation. Papaya King is the king. So that's good news that Gray's papaya is gone.
Are these hot dogs we're talking about?
What? Uh-huh.
This is the hot dog place. So
the hot dogs don't have papaya in them.
No, they serve papaya drinks. That's why they have papaya in the name or something like tropical.
Papaya drinks make you better at sex.
Did you know that they opened a new Papaya King in the East Village? And it has arcade games, apparently.
Cool.
In the style of Nathan's from Long Island. But so they said that in... So here's your Papaya King history for the day, Wombat. So basically, the in the Wikipedia article, it says Papaya King crushes all competitors, as they've done with Gray's Papaya. So Nathan's tried to hone in on their turf in the 70s, and they set up a store next door to Papaya King, and they kept like dropping their prices of the hot dogs. And basically, Papaya King just undercut them, and 6 months later, Nathan's was gone. So it's like even Nathan's couldn't compete with the king. So that's your feel-good story for the day, Wombat.
I can report back on Toledo-based hot dogs.
How are the Toledo hot dogs?
They're not hot dogs.
What are they?
They're called Hungarian hot dogs. It's a sausage. It was like they cut like either a quarter or half of a sausage and put it on a bun.
It's pronounced sausage, by the way.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Sausage.
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 That's better.
I come from the, like, a huge pork city.
He comes from the land of sausage. Sausages, the bears.
I don't know. I don't know who has claim to
the bears, to sausages.
Proper sausage pronunciation. I feel like, our area also can represent in the sausage area.
Italian sausages.
Maybe. But, I mean, but Cincinnati's pretty big on the pork.
I was going to say, when I think sausage, I think Midwest.
When I think of sausages, I think of Shipwreck.
Really?
Thank you.
So how were the Midwest, Toledo Hungarian hot dogs?
Well, these were at Tony Packow's, which was the thing that Jamie Farr always used to talk about on MASH.
Yes, we went over that last week.
Yeah. And so they have their special sauce that they put on it, but it's chili. Like, it's just a chili dog, but it's not a hot dog. But it's not as good as Cincinnati chili dogs, or conies, as we call them.
Because they don't bury it.
Because it doesn't have half a pound of cheese on top of it.
Right. That's wrong.
So I don't know. Toledo's bringing up the rear so far in my tour of hot dogs around the Midwest.
You know, it's pretty weird because I made hot dogs for dinner the other night. I guess all this hot dog talk like subliminally made me make – I mean, like I never make dinner. But for some reason this week I made dinner and it was hot dogs.
How did you make hot dogs?
I went to the supermarket and I bought hot dogs. I live near a really good international supermarket. So you have a very wide selection of sausages and hot dogs.
What brand did you buy?
I actually bought the supermarket has their own brand. So
100% beef or what?
They have different. They have a beef one and
Kobe
a pork
beef
one.
Hot dogs.
And they have beef and pork. So I bought one pack of each.
Oh, interesting.
And how did you prepare them?
Yeah.
So I I find that the George Foreman grill does an excellent job preparing hot dogs, because you get the grill marks. And I like to make my hot dogs well done. Not well done, but I would say...
You like them popping off.
I like them popping off. I do like them popping off. And they did pop off this week when I made them, because I forgot to put holes in them. Or one of them I put little slits in and it popped off perfectly. Like, it was like a work of art. And I didn't even want to eat it because I was so sick from eating all the other hot dogs and hamburgers as well. But it looked so good the way that it popped open that Mrs. Cheapy and I both agreed that we had to eat it. So,
I believe the term is a ripper? Is one.
Oh, a ripper. Yeah. I like it. I like them to be ripped, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I like my hot dogs ripped.
What I used to do, I haven't done this in a long time, is I would take a hot dog and I would butterfly it, and I'd put it on a skillet, and then I'd take another, like a smaller skillet, and put it on top and press the hot dog.
Okay.
And then it almost gets like the outside of the hot dog almost gets like a bacon-like quality.
Right.
And the inside is like a hot dog.
They do that in Western New York. They split the hot dogs down the middle, and then they put some metal on top of it.
Yeah, the split press method.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
And then they put
There's a lot of grill ways.
I throw them on a grill. I'm from the Midwest. We have grills outside.
Right.
I have one of those. I have two grills outside, but we already went over that 1 week.
I saw a George Foreman grill that you can use outside.
It's not the same thing.
No, I don't have it either.
Can't you use any George Foreman grill outside as long as you have a long enough extension cord?
This one had a stand, like it was high up and it was bigger. And I guess that's the only difference. Anyway.
This is an exciting show. Yes, where else did you go?
I also went to the Art of Video Games exhibit in the Toledo Art Museum, the one that came from the Smithsonian previously.
Oh.
That's a really cool exhibit if it comes to your town or if you're near Toledo, I guess.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's neat because the whole exhibit is, it's all like digital. Like, so it's screens and everything. It's not like there's actual artwork hanging up. There is a little bit of like concept art and that type of stuff. Not much though, but it just like goes through from the late 70s up into current day and kind of compares. And like, you can learn about four games per system, 'cause it breaks everything down into four categories: action, target, the last one is tactical. What is the third one? I'm having a trouble thinking.
Target, you said?
Target, like shooting games.
Oh, I've never heard it, that term used before.
I don't know. I'm not sure like what you would call those games.
Toledo's weird.
Adventure was the other one. It's not coming from Toledo.
I know. I know. I got you. I got you.
From the guy that put together the exhibit. Yeah. But you would really like it.
Jim, they need to bring that to fucking Tokyo. What the hell? We like video games in Japan.
It makes a lot of sense because it brings a lot of people to the museum that wouldn't have any business being in an art museum.
Right.
And you can play a few of the games. They have like four games set up that are interactive. It's Super Mario Brothers, Secret of Monkey Island, Myst, and Flower.
Cool. But they don't have like actual hardware there?
No, they do. They have the actual hardware there as well.
So you can see old consoles?
Like, yeah, it's all encased. And then for each console, you can go up and there's a screen. And you can either just watch what's on the screen. It kind of like shows the games. Or you can select the four games that are there and you can hold up the little telephone thingy and listen to what it says has to say about the games.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, it's a really fun exhibit. And then you can go to the gift shop afterwards, and they have a ton of stuff video game related to buy.
How much did you buy?
What did you buy?
I bought the Art of Video Games book, which has everything that's covered in the exhibit in a nice hardbound book. They sell it on Amazon too, but since I was there, I bought that.
No coffee table or anything?
We bought a poster for Emmeline's playroom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. Jealous.
Everybody
like
go to Toledo.
That.
I'm on my way.
I did get to have lunch with two CADcast listeners this week on two separate occasions.
That's just crazy talk.
It's cool. Like one listener was from Iceland. So how often do you get to meet somebody from Iceland?
I don't know if I've ever met anyone from Iceland.
Do you know why? There's a reason for that.
Why is that?
Because there's nobody living in Iceland. You know what the population of Iceland is?
Bjork.
30.
Fjord was your answer?
Bjork.
Yeah, Bjork, and I thought you said fjord. No, anyway. It's 330,000 people, so it's really small.
Did you street pass him?
No, I don't street pass him.
That seems like that would be a really good get.
Yeah, that would have been a good get. I don't know that he had a 3DS. He said
Iceland
PC
is
gamer.
One of those countries where it doesn't have a map.
Like Mexico?
Yeah, like Mexico, which I believe has more than 333,000 people.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I'm just making a wild assumption.
Yeah, he was a PC gamer. I don't think he owned a 3DS. Anyways, it was cool. So I learned all about Iceland. A lot of cool things. Like
I bet he could get laid in Japan just walking around like, I'm the Icelandic guy with the street pass.
Yeah, probably.
He's probably related to Bjork just by the odds.
Yeah, he said, like, he was asking me what I knew about Iceland, and I said basically nothing, and he told me that Bjork was from there, and then he named some other...
Like, hey, I'm a sugar cube.
Exactly. I was the bassist from the Sugar Cubes. Don't you remember me?
Yeah, I didn't know that group. I know Bjork. I'm not...
Bjork was in the group before she went solo.
Right. But he named some other group that sounded like a bunch of consonants.
I like to sing songs. I am from Iceland.
So and then I had lunch with another guy who's from Seattle, but he's living in northern China. He's teaching English there, so that's pretty interesting.
Does he know Bjork?
He doesn't know Bjork, but he really wanted a hamburger, a good hamburger, because guess what you can't get in northern China?
A hamburger?
Right.
Would he gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today?
He was desperate for a good hamburger, basically. We were having a conversation and he was talking and eating the hamburger, and he just completely lost his train of thought and just started looking at the hamburger while he was eating it. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just got very distracted by the burger. So I took him to the Tokyo American Club for the proper American style burger. Cause most of these, you know, there's a lot of places you can get a good hamburger in Tokyo, but they're not really American style. They put like a lot of sauce on them and shit and mayo. And I don't know.
What kind of sauce?
Like a barbecue type sauce. Sometimes it's usually like mixed in with mayo, and it's just like very goopy. And I like my burgers mostly plain, like meaty. You know, I want a piece of meat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get it.
So American Club has a beefy burger, and that's what he got, with bacon and proper bacon. And most burger places don't have American-style bacon, which is very important. Otherwise, it's just fucking like thick ham.
Thick ham.
That's what Japanese bacon is like.
Yeah.
Anyway, and also a quick follow-up on that, the Morning Glory, because people wrote in about that, about Ty's plant thing.
Yes.
I was mistaken. We do not have to bring it back to school. But
oh, that's good.
We do have to. There's a chart that Ty has to, that's color-coded, and Ty has to monitor how many flowers appear on the Morning Glory every day. So
interesting.
So that's good. So if...
It's only a one-way trip, not a two-way trip.
Right, and it wasn't that big of a deal anyway. At that point, I don't think we had carried it home. It wasn't that bad. He carried it halfway, and I carried it halfway.
Because we had some funny show feedback about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the comment from, I want to say Bickle. It was Bickle. Cheapy, can you buy one of those plants in Japan? If so, just let it die and buy a new one before the end of the summer.
I don't think you're teaching your child a good lesson with that.
Money buys greats.
It's a weed.
Make
and
him
this,
pay
apparently
for it.
This Morning Glory is basically a weed. So some people wrote me on Twitter and they said that thing can go for like a week or two without water. It's pretty resilient. So yeah, I'm not too worried about the Morning Glory. It was all for nothing, all my worrying about the stupid plant. But it is sitting on my balcony right now, and it is not attractive. It just looks like a fucking mess. And plus, because we live on the 16th floor, it gets windy. So I don't know. The thing's getting beat up. And also it's, you know, it's 95 degrees, 95% humidity outside. So I don't know if the plant likes that or not. But I don't like it. I can tell you that.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are both leading very exciting lives.
Yes.
I went to Freeport for dinner, ate on the water. You remember eating in the water on Freeport? You ever do that?
No.
Really? You never went to the Nautical Mile, I believe it's called?
No.
Really? That's surprising to me. It's just a whole bunch of restaurants on the water. I had a lobster. It was good.
What was the name of the restaurant? Maybe it'll ring.
I went to Rachel's.
Yeah.
It is actually owned by my wife's boss's brother. So we got we had a special table reserved when we got there. And when we got to the table, there was a bottle of wine waiting for us. And they gave us dessert before we could order dessert. It was kind of cool.
VIP lobster treatment.
It was VIP lobster treatment. So I really can't complain. It was my wife's birthday dinner.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Well, yes. And Brussels sprouts. I had lobster and Brussels sprouts.
Happy birthday, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are good.
All right. Where are we here? How about this show feedback, Wombat, that you are skipping over?
No, I wasn't skipping over. We hadn't gotten that far yet.
Oh.
Yeah, thief me. Chinoev says, I agree with Cheapy on Nintendo as a whole, but I have to side with Wombat on the 3DS discussion. Cheapy brought the 3DS discussion to the table by saying, look how slow they are to adapt to mobile games. They're still doing the same old thing with the 3DS. Later in the discussion, he tries to back out of the discussion by yelling, I'm not talking about the console, I'm talking about the company. They're not doing as well as Apple is a true statement, but Cheapy's only solution is cheaper software.
No.
I agree that competing with phone-based games on price point might improve things to a degree, but it still doesn't change the fact that the 3DS is a dedicated gaming device, which most people are not going to want to carry around in addition to their phones. The mobile market is very different than it was when the DS was introduced. Smartphones have become much more affordable, and mobile games have progressed to the point where it makes sense for more people to pass on a dedicated gaming device. In this environment, the 3DS has no chance to come close to DS or Apple sales figures.
Right. But my point was, this guy, somebody asked a question, and they asked if Nintendo was having problems because they have to save face or something like that. And I said, no, the problem is that they just don't adapt. They don't see what's right in front of them and they don't change. They just keep doing the same thing. So when the iPhone came out in, 2000 and when the first iPhone came out? 2007. And, you know, they've had obviously a lot of handheld gaming devices out since before that.
Well, the DS was out at that
point. Of course, yeah, the DS was out. But then,
not
so
the
now
3DS.
It's time for the 3DS to come out 4 years later. And what does Nintendo do? They put out basically the same exact system that they already put out, but they added 3D to it, which is obviously just a gimmick. And they put it out.
It was all the rage back then.
Was it?
3D? Like for 7 months there, everything was like 3D, 3D,
everything 3D. Was 3D, yeah. 3D was a pretty big deal for a little while.
7 months? 7 months? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I give it 7 months, yeah. I think it passed a half a year at one point.
Okay. So, and it was $250. So 4 years of looking at what the iPhone was doing and seeing, okay, people are now carrying a computer in their pocket. It can play games. You just download them. They're cheap. They're free. You could literally buy the phone and not pay anything for any software. You could literally just go on completely running free software and have like a fine experience. And their reaction was a more expensive DS with 3D.
Well, that brings my question to you is what should Nintendo have done to compete with the phone, knowing that the only reason people are playing games on their phone is because it's their phone that happens to play games.
Right.
You take away the phone element, no one is buying this to play games.
Right. So
that's not true either.
No one is buying what to play games? A phone?
The iPhone isn't as successful as it is as a gaming device if it's not also a phone and an email and a pocket computer.
I don't think it even needs to be a phone anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't they people well, buy plenty of
it's a computer now.
iPods
it's,
for their
it's a
for their
it's
kids.
A Twitter it's a Twitter
it's
Facebook.
A computer. Let's call it
it's
what
a
it
Twitter,
is.
Yeah,
it's a portable
it's a computer.
Computer.
It's
not
portable
even a phone
computer,
anymore.
But the games are not the number one thing. That's not the reason
some people,
are getting
maybe.
An iPhone. Some I'm not yes, yeah. There are definitely some people, but
I think
not
people
enough
buy it for
people
their kids for that reason.
Well, yeah, well, that was what exactly what I wanted to get to. So now Wombat, as a parent, and Shipwreck, as a parent who's going to soon have to face this issue of where
my dad already has an iPhone.
Right.
Yeah, Sabrina has my – well, she has two okay. iPhones now.
Okay,
this is
so
the problem.
This is good.
This is
so,
the problem
it's,
right
it's there. It's the hand-me-down phones.
So we're all very – so we're all experienced, I guess, is what I'm –
yeah, we're all experienced. But again, the question I have for you is what should Nintendo be doing to
I'll
compete?
Get there. I'm going
to
get there, okay?
That's what I want to hear because
okay.
that's the
gotcha.
That's what
you gotcha.
Could not
we're going
say
right to
last
it,
week.
Okay?
Okay.
So as
I'm
a parent,
well,
as a parent, you know, you probably prefer the iPhone for your kids' gaming needs because you probably have an old one lying around – or they can just share yours, and there's a lot of free or cheap software for it, right?
Yes.
And why?
Free device with free software right. is the go-to for my children.
Is the go-to. And especially...
those little bastards, I'm not spending any money on
them. No, but yes. And do your kids ever complain that the games aren't good or they don't have enough selection? Or...
No, but they're also 6 and 3.
Okay. And sometimes they'll ask you to buy a game and you don't even want to buy it because there's so much free stuff out there. But you give in once in a while and you probably buy like $1 game or $2.
You know what? We got really lucky around holiday time. My wife's company does like a Secret Santa raffle. And she won $50 in iTunes credit.
Perfect. So $50, and that'll last you basically forever.
Did you tell them that you were Jewish?
You have to give it back. So perfect. So that's going to last you. $50 is going to last you quite a long time for your kids. So now, obviously, Nintendo's has a really hard time selling a portable gaming system to you as a parent to buy for your kids because why? Why would you buy it possibly? Right? Am I right?
Unless my children... were asking for it. Now that's a different. Now
unless
we're
your children's friends had 3DSs.
Yeah, now we're on to a different thing. I don't think the 3DS is a device for a 6-year-old as much as, say, an old free iPhone might be. Now if we're going to 10, 11, 12 to, I don't know, plus, and they have a friend that has a 3DS, and that friend is playing Mario Brothers, I don't want to offend anyone. Then it might be a difference. It might be a different conversation.
Okay,
I think I think the best games on the 3DS are 100 times, a billion times better
fine.
Than the best games
okay,
on
fine.
The iPhone.
Fine. So let's say that makes sense what you said to me. So let's say because of the iPhone that delays as a parent, now you sort of get out of having to buy your kid that Nintendo device. At a younger age,
that's what
maybe...
it does. It delays the time, which is why I would say the 3DS is the 3DS losing money.
Well, when they dropped the price, they had to literally sell the hardware at a loss. So
that's good. But is it still losing money?
By now, I don't. It's been
that's
a while,
the
right?
That's the real question. The question is, well, it's not. They're never going to do as well as the DS.
No,
again.
I know.
I mean, well,
so now you
never
ask
say
what,
never.
What you now you want to know how to fix the problem, right?
How do I fix the problem?
It's too late. It's kind of too late now for this one. But
what would you have done?
So what I would do is okay. So we've just learned that Nintendo has lost us as customers, as parents, and let's be honest, 12-year-olds are not buying or you know. No children are buying this for themselves, right? They don't have enough money, so it's the parents who have to buy it. So as a parent,
jobs.
The only way you're going to get me to buy this dedicated gaming device with a Nintendo name on it, where the software is sold at a premium, is if you have some sort of educational slant to it that uses, you know, your IP that kids love and will get them into reading and learning. I mean,
you want to compete against the leapfrogs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, you still have the games too, okay? You can still have your straight up games. But now at least as a parent, I can say, hey, and I can have my kid do some educational shit. And then as a reward afterwards, he can play some actually really good games. I mean, one of the things that the iPhone doesn't have, and every parent complains about, is there's no parental controls on it real in terms of how long your kid can use it for. There's no timer.
Like the Amazon ones have.
Oh, they have that? Okay. So there's nothing that like that at all. And if you had something like that was really designed for education from the ground up, you could even make it so your kid has to do a certain amount of educational stuff before it unlocks the right to play games. I mean, there's... I've just thought of that.
Educational stuff, you mean your kid goes onto Google and figures out how to unlock it.
I was going to say, there are actually, you know, if your concern would be something like a reading, you know, Animal Crossing would be an example of a game that I think you need to have good reading comprehension skills.
Of course,
for.
But it's not an educational game. It's not meant to teach kids anything. It's just not, I'm saying you brand the thing as, you and you market it as an educational slash gaming platform. So
well,
it'll appeal
wouldn't it, well,
to people.
I mean,
it's the only way it's going to get a parent to buy it for their kid before he's 13.
No, the way you get a parent to buy it for a kid is the kid asks for it. That's the only way that a parent is going to buy it for a kid.
What if Nintendo went after Leapfrog? What if they went out and purchased Leapfrog?
I don't think, well, as someone who owns the two different types of Leapfrogs, I mean, they're older ones now at this point. They're really crappy.
I'm not familiar with them, so I can't really...
They look like handheld gaming systems that you buy educational titles for.
And the games are like Flash games, essentially, okay. With like with simple addition problems. 2 + blank = 4. Get it right, Tinkerbell applauds.
As a parent, don't you see like, okay, there's a chance that I could actually buy a portable Nintendo?
Oh, I'd much rather her Sabrina do math games than than the Olaf game that she
And now part two of that question is, wouldn't you rather spend $30 on if you're buying a portable software, would you rather spend $30 on a educational title or $30 on a game for your kid? Which would you feel better about? I mean, it seems like common sense to me.
It does, but it doesn't. Which is the one that my kid's going to want to play more of? Because if it's an educational title that my child is bored with after one playtime, then I've wasted $30 she only plays it once.
But the cool thing is when you design the system to be sort of like a combination educational / gaming system, the whole OS can be based around that. And so, you know, Mario can come out and, you know, talk to your kid and show your kid, hey, it's time to do some math, motherfucker.
So,
right?
So you think the answer is Donkey Kong Jr. Math?
I kind of do. I mean, if your goal is to make money and sell systems, I don't know.
Again, the big question is the 3DS losing money? Because you're saying that the goal is to make money. They may be making money. They may not be making money.
I posted this on Twitter because I was reading this Gamer TM magazine.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. So you saw that like the DS sold almost 1 billion units of software. And the 3DS was under 200 million. So, of course, the DS has been around longer.
Which is still pretty good.
Yeah. And, of course, the DS has been around longer, but...
And they didn't count this week at Best Buy. Those numbers are going to be high.
I was going to say, it's like it's sort of a slanted number. And again, what we don't know is 200 million pieces of software good?
It sounds good to me.
I don't know the answer. I don't know what the profit is on 200 million pieces of software.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me neither.
I bought 4 games this week. So
add that.
Add that to it.
It was 192.
2 million and 4.
Right. Anyway, so that's what I would have done when I saw.
I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
But go back to 2007 too, and like think, you know. So think. Don't think about now, today. Don't think about 2014. Think about this coming out in 2007. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
When I have no kids.
You know what I mean. In the technology landscape, as opposed to doing nothing and just adding 3D,
they
are trying to go after the lower price point games. I mean, there are lower price point games on their digital service. I mean, it's slow getting there.
I think one of the problems, I think Nintendo would be doing better if they had a more streamlined ecosystem that tied closer with their home console and tried to make it so you don't have to buy Super Mario Brothers for two different consoles anymore.
Right. We talked about that too. So
yeah, I think that's
don't
a
have to
issue.
Because nobody owns a Wii U. So
yeah, no, that's for the new one. That's for the new one.
Oh, for the new one.
For the Fusion, yeah. Nintendo Fusion. All right. So I think we
solved it. We did it.
We did it.
All right. Am I supposed to watch anything this week?
Yeah, I saw. So Mrs. Cheapy spent enough money at Roppongi Hills that we got free movie tickets. So we got to see our choice of movies, and the best thing available was Edge of Tomorrow, which we saw in 3D.
I heard it was very good.
It was very good, actually. It was a really solid sci-fi action movie that wasn't dumb, doesn't try to be jokey. It was really well done. I was it's unfortunate to hear that it didn't make any money, but yeah, I don't know why. How come people don't want to see this movie? People don't like Tom Cruise anymore?
That may be part of it.
It's too much Scientology?
Maybe.
I want to see it, but it's kind of like I want to see it in spite of it having Tom Cruise. So
yeah,
he's very good at it. Yeah. He's great at it.
Oh, I'm sure he is. It's just reaction to it now.
Yep.
What, you don't like him as a person?
I don't have really a strong opinion of him as a person. It's just, I don't know. That's just how I react to it now.
Because yeah. He's the number two guy at Scientology. So, but I don't know. I don't really care about that when I watch a movie. Unless you can't watch the movie without thinking, wow, that guy is really into Scientology. And then that would be a problem. But I don't
listen
know.
Listen to Beck. I'm okay with it.
I do too. But yeah.
Got mech suits, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's good.
Scientologists have mech suits?
Not mech suits. What do you call those? Exoskeletons.
Mm. Beck suits.
Right.
They have the really wide collars.
All right. Who saw The Internship?
I watched it. Have you been watching it, Wombat? It's on HBO.
You mean the movie? The movie?
I haven't watched it. I went to high school with the guy who wrote it.
That's right. You did.
Yeah. And I haven't seen
it. But it says
it
was written by Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he co-wrote it with Vince Vaughn. He has a writing credit.
The movie's fucking horrible. Okay. If you say anything besides it was horrible, I'll probably never talk to you again.
It's a decent movie to watch when your wife's entire family is over.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. The only other acceptable place or reason to watch that movie is if you're on an airplane, and that's where I watched it.
Mm-hmm. You've watched it too. Okay.
But I just had to. I mean, it was bad.
It's watchable. You can like sit there and spend 2 hours, right, however long it is, watching it.
It was tough. It's like Need for Speed, pretty much, except with less car chases.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn wrote the story and co-wrote the screenplay with my friend from high school.
I mean, I've never been inside a Google office before, but I've been inside other companies, and I'm just thinking that it seemed unrealistic a little bit.
Just slightly, though. Like, it just seemed like it was just slightly over the top.
I don't know. It's horrible. It's bad. I don't want to say it's bad, but I tried to leave the theater when I watched it.
And you were on an airplane?
All right. How about some new releases?
I get that joke. Sure. That joke is older than all of us.
I know. And I fucked it up.
A lot of like re-releases this week. So there's Oddworld Abe's Odyssey New and Tasty for PSN.
What is this?
That's expensive at $30, isn't it?
That's what I was just looking at. That's $30.
This is just the original Oddworld.
Like
just the one game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $30. Okay.
For PS4, PS3, and Vita. It's cross-buy, so
that's good.
If you were planning on buying it for all three systems, it's only $10 a system, I guess. But good luck to them. Oddworld's a good game. I was thinking I would play it, but if that it's really $30. Did we cross check that?
It's coming to Steam ship, I think.
Steam ship?
It's coming to a Steam ship.
Mark Twain's gonna love it.
What else?
Let's see here. Ollie came out on Steam. I got a code for that. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays. I'm sure it's fantastic. I know they added some stuff to it too from the original Vita game. Did you guys play that?
No. You told me it was too hard.
It's hard, but it's good.
Well, I'll try it on Steam once you redeem that code.
I did redeem the code.
Well, once I turn my computer on. Let me turn it on.
It's sounding good these days.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that water cooled?
It's just the fan spin up to full speed when it turns on. It goes back to quiet. It's like starting a lawnmower. Okay. I haven't seen a lawnmower in about 20 years, but I'm assuming it still sounds the same.
They do.
You know what came out this week that you forgot to talk about, Chip?
What's that?
The Curse of Naxxramas, a Hearthstone adventure.
I did forget to talk about that.
How dare you?
Please tell me all about it. Like, I can't wait to hear about more Hearthstone.
I have to complain about it because it says it's a Hearthstone adventure. There's no adventure. It's just you play against a new enemy, basically, and there's like one line of text and one line of voice work, and then that's it. There's no story.
Single player?
It's single player. So many people are playing it that it was laggy. This is a card game, a single player card game, but it has to be online. So literally there was lag when you were playing it.
How much is this?
The first week is free if you get it. So they're releasing a new segment every week for a few weeks. I forgot. I was so excited for it. I just saw the buy button and I was like, yeah, buy $20, cling. I didn't realize that you get the first week free. Had I known that this is all it is, there's no story. I mean, there's not even like a picture. I mean, there's nothing. I probably wouldn't have paid $20 for it. But it is fun to play against the new enemies. My friend Peter is very into Hearthstone and he's already completed the whole thing and all the... Everything that it has, you play basically against three enemies on normal difficulty, heroic difficulty, and then there's two class specific challenges. But I don't know, I just was expecting more adventure and less Hearthstone, I guess. I don't know. It's disappointing. I'm going to cry.
But we also got codes for Dungeon Defenders Eternity on Steam that came out. I guess that's like a final director's cut version of Dungeon Defenders. Okay. Have you played that at all, either of you?
Nope.
No.
You never played Dungeon Defenders?
Isn't that on the 360?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I did.
It's the wave-based one where you have little magicians and everything.
Yeah, I know that game, yeah.
Yeah, this update looks pretty cool. I mean... We should play some of it. I know we got two codes, so I don't know.
Well, I don't have a Steam machine. I don't have a Steam ship.
How are those Steam machines doing, by the way?
Yeah. Huh? They updated the controller again. Did you see that?
They added a stick?
Yes.
Why?
It's starting to look more and more like a controller that you could actually use for games now.
Right, which is the first thing Shipwreck said when he saw it. I remember he's like, there's no way. It's not. Nope. You just knew it. You knew it would never be like that.
No.
Wombat, do you want to talk more about Destiny? Because you didn't get to play it since...
No, I didn't get to play it on the last show. The alpha.
Right.
But now I've been playing it. I wonder if I could see how long. Will it say how long I've been playing on the app?
Or does it not? I don't know if it does that. Have you hit the level cap?
I hit the level cap on one character, and I'm just about to hit the level cap on another.
Ah, so you've put some time into it.
Yeah. So I, and I played a lot of those things. A lot of there's not that many story missions in the beta. There's only, what is it, five maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, four short ones, and of course the devil's lair,
which is the one that is there one on the moon? Do I get to go to the moon?
You don't get to go to the moon. No, they tell you, oh, this will be available in the full game.
So, what's your impression?
I like it a lot.
So good.
It's really good. It really I don't know. It just there's something. It's hard to explain, but it really scratches an itch.
I'll tell you what it is: the jetpack.
Well, it's funny. Well, you're playing as the warlock, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the jumps are a little bit different on all three characters.
Oh, I did not know.
So with the Titan, it's more about I'm pointing up, as if everyone can see me point up. It's more vertical.
Okay.
You can't really move forward as easily, but you go a little bit higher. I think with the I want to say with the Hunter, it's a little more horizontal than it is vertical. So there's a little bit of like a glide action.
Right. Well, I just unlocked one of the perks that lets you control yourself in midair better.
I think that's the that's more of a warlock thing.
Yeah, that's what I did in Warlock.
Yeah, and I'm saying that's more of a sweet warlock thing.
But so, I love how you don't have to hold down the button to use the jetpack.
That, yeah, so
lets you shoot. There you
go. I think only the warlock has like a more of that jetpack style. I think.
I like it. I just love, and it's just, I don't know. It's really about skill and timing to get those jumps off. It reminds me of Tribes in that way.
Well, see, I don't, I'm not really much, you know what I like doing? Punching dudes in the face.
Right.
See, I like getting up close and punching someone in the face until they turn to dust. And then they give me a shirt. I say, thank you for the shirt. I'm going to go punch someone else in the face until they give me a hat.
A glove.
Thanks for the gloves, jerk. Who else do I get to punch in the face?
It's amazing that you always get two gloves. You'd think and they just have match. A single glove. Yeah.
But like,
I see shoes in the real world all the time. You only see one of them.
Yeah, and, well, right. You're not looking at the right phone wires.
Well, yeah, but how am I supposed to get up there?
A ladder. Or if you were in Destiny, you could jump real high.
Have you played Ship, or are you having technical difficulties?
No, I've played the first couple of missions, I guess. But I am having technical problems.
Now, you love Borderlands more than anybody. So what's your take on this?
And you like Halo a lot.
Yeah, I do. I like both of those things. I think I'm going to like Destiny a lot. I don't know if I'm going to like it more than Borderlands, just because I haven't played enough of the story yet. I don't know.
I think the story in Destiny is going to be thinner than the story of Borderlands. That's my guess. I don't know that. I prefer that, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, but I don't know. I like the changes they made to Peter Dinklage's voice.
We talked about last week.
But I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Now that I've heard it, I could say I like it better.
Ship, right. When
they
you
made
play
it so it's not as obvious that
yes.
he didn't do it.
And I let my son design my dude's face when I built my Titan. I'm on the fence if I want to be a Titan or a Hunter in the final game. I don't know what I want to do. These are very difficult decisions that I need to really like assess my life about and figure out.
You can be both.
I can. I can make both characters and see which one kind of sticks.
I mean, there's only three characters, so it's
yeah. There's three characters and there's like a fourth. Like I think there's gonna be a fourth character class. Like there's the blue people and the robot people and the humans. I think there's a fourth one too.
Okay.
But
I
see a slot for a fourth one.
Game series do you think is going to have space dogfighting first? Destiny, Halo, or Mass Effect?
Mass Effect.
You think so? Next next Mass Effect game, space dogfighting?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not playing any of those games for space dogfighting.
I know. I hear you. But
I do like my speeder bike, though.
This one you have to take a spaceship to get to different places on Earth. You have to go to Earth's orbit to go to a different section of Russia. It seems really like inefficient.
Well, it's called a loading screen, you see.
Right. I'm thinking if I was shooting some dudes along the way, it would be better.
Yeah. Yes, it is so much fun. I can't believe how much I played over the weekend.
Right.
Like, I came home from my wife's birthday dinner, and I'm like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to play some Destiny.
And if you play this weekend on Saturday, you get a free helmet or something?
I know, I need to find time. It's at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. I don't know where I'm going to be at 5 o'clock.
6 a.m., cool. When is that? Sunday, 6 a.m.? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's not going to let me rearrange Saturday plans just to get a helmet in a video game. as much as I would like.
Sucks to be you, dude.
You just leave your console.
You see my helmet.
Like, just leave the game active. Just, like, let me sit there and die repeatedly.
In orbit. Just keep yourself in orbit.
In the tower. Yeah,
or
the tower.
Can I stay in this in the tower, right? I wonder if that
right.
Citadel. Stay in the Citadel?
I was about to call it the Citadel. It really does. It takes a lot, you know, and I've heard people call it, oh, it's like the best Star Wars game I've ever played. I saw that tweet a few times.
Huh.
It also,
I mean, vibe from it very much.
I think it, you know what, it has that, you know, if you ever look at that Ralph McQuarrie concept art, especially the Luke Starkiller concept art where he's wearing the gas mask, it looks a lot like the Hunter.
Mm.
So, yeah, I get it. I get it.
I keep on getting the flatworm error, which means I have networking issues or something.
Yeah, you. I would say what you may need to do is wire your PlayStation.
I am not going to do that.
I was going to say, but I know you're not going to do that, and you're just going to scoff at me.
No, I'm not going to scoff
They'll
at you.
They'll fix it. It's just a beta.
I'm just saying it's 2014, and I'm not going to run wires around my house to play Destiny.
They'll work it out. It's the beta, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's nice to see. I mean, like, the so far, like, when I've tried to join people's fire teams and they've joined mine, it's worked totally fine, very smooth. So it's, you know, I don't have any doubts anymore that, like, PlayStation can't do online stuff as well as Xbox.
I don't know. I had some issues downloading some things. Actually, I didn't have any issues downloading this. So I
Did
really
you try plugging another wire into your PS4? Maybe double up on the wires?
Thicker wire? Important question from Carl Wombat. How long does Wombat think people will play Destiny?
It's a really good question.
Forever?
No, I think I don't think people are going to play it forever. I do think that with a lot of the changes that were made with release dates in October, the chances of this game being popular for maybe 2 months isn't out of the realm of possibility. I think a lot of it has to do with...
What's so funny?
You're not reading comments. I think a lot of it has to do with when, you know, how much content there is in the game as far as how long people really take to play that single player story, if people want to play the story again with a different character class, and how robust the multiplayer online is. And that there could be enough there where it could have legs like Borderlands did for a shipwreck or Oblivion did for me, where you're really playing it for an extended period of time. But I could be wrong. So there you go. I think the potential is there, though.
I think people are going to get addicted to getting their new lids.
And not only will people get addicted to getting their new hats, they're going to be able to show them their new lids. They're going to be able to show them to people, but not have to play with them.
What do you mean?
Like, if you get a really cool hat and you're playing and just exploring, and there's a whole bunch of people around that are real people, you could, like, walk up and, like, dance in front of them.
Yeah.
And make sure they see your awesome hat. But you don't have to play with them. You could just go off on your own and do a little bit.
I'm not going
to
play with them.
That's the way it is.
Uh-huh. It's nice.
Unless they decide to follow you around.
Right. Yeah.
Then you can't do
And I sent you guys
that, right?
The picture I was talking about with Luke Skywalker looking like the Hunter.
Where?
On the Skype conversation.
Oh, am I supposed to be in the Skype conversation? There's things happening in the Skype conversation?
There are things happening in the Skype conversation. It came up. I thought I would at least send the picture that I was referring to.
Where have you been the last 300 episodes, Chibi?
Seriously, we talk. Shipwreck and I chat in
there. There's one thing in here.
We've been chatting the whole time.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He has a
I had those
mask
paintings
on.
Hanging on my wall when I was growing up.
Really? Those are cool paintings to have growing up.
Yeah, Empire Strikes Back collection.
Nice. Nice.
Where are we? What are we talking about?
We were talking about Destiny and that it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be. The beta makes me want to buy the season pass.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far yet.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm not you.
I don't.
I like it a lot. I don't know if I'm buying the season pass just yet.
All right.
Seems like it should be fine.
I think it's going to be fine. This game is, I'll be hyperbolic. I'm going to say I think this game is going to be very important. It is a very expensive game, and it is a new IP. And if this game is incredibly successful, we may actually get one or two more expensive new IPs this generation. And if this game crashes and burns, I don't know how many expensive new IPs we're going to see in the next few years that aren't already in production.
Do we think this game is not going to be financially successful? It seems it will do really well.
It's hard to tell with the new, you know, the smartest thing they did was this beta and letting everyone play it, because it's, you know, when I go on my, you know, that last weekend on my Twitter feed, it was all anyone was talking about, which is nice. Like I haven't seen that about a game.
Kind of like the Titanfall beta.
No, this is not the next Titanfall. I don't think so. Know. I'm assuming Activision is spending boatloads to market this game. I don't know.
I would assume so as well. I haven't seen.
Not yet.
It's like, when do they start the ads? Do the ads start when the beta closes? Is it a month out? Is that when you start hyping this up?
Maybe a month out.
To the populace?
I would say 2 weeks.
Really?
Until the game comes. Yeah, you don't need commercials on TV a month beforehand.
I'll split the difference and say 3 weeks.
PlayStation 4 could really benefit from it too. Has the most.
Well, that's the other thing is, with this exclusive content deal, does that also include PlayStation spending some of their own marketing dollars to promote the game?
If they're smart.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
I mean, finally, you have a reason for. Reason for somebody to buy one of these things, and I think
you'll see the Destiny commercial, and it'll have the PlayStation blur.
Yep.
At the end of it, and it'll say exclusive content only on the PlayStation 4.
Right.
It is coming out for the last gen consoles too, though.
Yes, the PS3 and the 360. It's coming out for everything, which is smart. I don't know how well it plays in those consoles, but
probably plays fine.
I heard the Xbox One version is very nice as well, which is great. I want it to be great on all systems because I want there to be a successful new IP that happens to be a very good game. Honestly, I can't remember the last time that happened.
This game's going to be good, dude.
Yeah.
Borderlands.
Yeah.
It's Borderlands and Halo. How bad could it be? You have speeder bikes. I mean, the only way it could be better, really, is if you could really fly the spaceships and shoot. And that's pretty much the only way it could be better.
And I don't even want that, so...
Kind of want that. You might not know really. What you want.
I find that that spaceship dogfighting can sometimes get slow and tedious.
Yeah, I hear you. You're just like going around in circles and
yeah. I'm like, or I could be running around punching zombies in the face or whatever they are, zombie aliens. I could be punching zombie aliens in the face.
They're the Fallen.
Exactly, the Fallen with my rocket punch. I have a punch that's like a super punch, and I punch people, and they turn into dust. And if I'm lucky, I get shoes.
Oh, I sort of pop them in the air, and they disintegrate. And I steal their energy, I think.
Yeah, sometimes you could do that.
What does it mean when it says that? Of course, I don't bother to read anything.
If you push your R1 and L1 button at the same time, your super special move.
Yeah, I know that. But what does it mean when it says you've created orbs? Like sometimes
that's to fill up that bar that lets you do the super move.
But that's when after I do the super move and I eliminate like a bunch of guys, then it says GPD has made orbs.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. And sometimes it's like two orbs, and sometimes it's a lot of more orbs.
More orbs?
Morbs? Morbs, we call them to save time.
Morbs.
I don't know. I love it. I'm going to play it a lot.
I know. It's a fun game. I like any game where I'm picking up, when my wife is walking past the room, I could yell at her and say, look, how does my guy look? Do you like his outfit? She shrugs her shoulders. She goes, it's okay. I like the other one better. I'm like, no.
Let me put it this way. Mrs. Cheapy never, ever wants to watch me play a first-person shooter game. Ever. Ever. This one, she will say okay. She said okay 3 times, I believe, during the beta.
You should really listen to Jason Isbell's song, Wombat, about not calling what you're wearing an outfit.
Is that bad? I never have an outfit.
Yeah,
but if you're a space soldier, you can have an outfit.
He wears an outfit. Yeah, uniform?
I don't think maybe not, actually.
I don't think that's an outfit.
Yeah, I think ship's right.
Is it gear?
Yeah. Uniform?
Uniform not, or gear. Check out my stuff. Check out my gear. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm wearing an outfit. I would say right now I'm wearing absolutely nothing. But normally when I have clothes on,
right.
I would say,
check out my gear. I don't think so.
I'd say, do you like my shirt? Gear, yes. Gear sounds too sexual.
It's either that or like your heroin tools. So I don't know. They're neither are great.
Heroin tools.
I don't know. Isn't that what?
You're a heroin tool.
No, I'm not. I once saw a guy's gear bag. I didn't see the actual gear, but I saw a gear bag. It looked like a doctor, an old timey doctor's bag case. You know what I mean?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a Hamptons house one summer.
Gotcha.
Gear.
Okay.
What else, dude?
I don't know. I'm looking. I'm like
Microsoft?
Keg bag? What?
Keg bag? Maybe. Let's see. Hold on. What do we got here? How about some Nintendo?
Okay.
Well, someone, hey, let's do this quick Microsoft thing.
Whatever.
Why don't you
they're all questions from people. It's technically keg bag.
I know. It's all keg bag.
McGranger has this to say. Could the $200 price for Kinect 2.0 be Microsoft's way to make the X-Bone plus Kinect bundle more appealing for those who aren't sure if they want one or not? I don't see it selling much for $200, but if I was looking at buying a $400 Kinectless Xbox One and there's a $500 version with the Kinect, then I might think it's only $100 more if I get it now. A $100 doorstop really sounds better than a $200 doorstop.
Yeah,
I guess Kinect's if you're a savvy enough shopper.
I think nobody's looking for that Kinect, no matter what.
I was going to say, but I don't think anyone who's going to buy it is really going to, you know. Yeah, there's still part of me that's like, maybe I should just get a media remote and call it a day.
Well, I saw Russ was talking about that on Twitter. Right?
I know.
And Chris?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, both of them, yeah. Polygon people.
Polygon people. But look, I think the only reason the original Kinect was successful is because Microsoft used it to relaunch the Xbox, like, you know, more than halfway through the life of the product.
And it had games.
And they spent, you know, remember they spent $500 million. And it made, you know, and it made sense. Like it made it, you know, they had like a smaller version of the system. But now, like, it makes no sense. They're not obviously going to spend $500 million now to promote Kinect. Maybe like 4 years from now when they have a Microsoft One that's the size of a deck of cards and they have like a new version of Kinect that's much smaller. They can relaunch it and spend another $500 million. Maybe. I don't know. But I think for now, it's basically just dead. No one's going to buy it and they're not going to market it. It's just no stores are going to stock it. It's going to be basically dead. Because why? I mean, are there games coming out for it? Besides Fantasia?
Fantasia.
Dance Central.
And Death Central. Okay.
Fantasia. Dance-tasia.
Sucks. It's lame. The big news was that NVIDIA is launching a Shield tablet. Is that what, are people looking for?
I saw the video and they showed the guy in the Starbucks playing World of Tanks.
With a controller.
And that looked
they're
watching really
a controller to go. They've basically deconstructed the existing Shield into a tablet and a separate controller now. I don't know. It seems like it's a powerful tablet, but I don't know. It makes me happy because they're at least still supporting the Shield. Like, it seems like they want to continue down this way.
Yeah, it's about the technology.
Yeah.
The networking and... But I think the controller, like I said, my biggest complaint about the Shield was the controller just isn't very good. And if I have to use an NVIDIA-made controller, I got a feeling that this new one's not going to be too good either. I'd rather just use an Xbox controller.
You can probably do that too. I don't know.
Do I have to plug in like a dongle or something? I mean, Xbox controller uses a dongle.
It basically looks like an Xbox controller, the one that they're releasing.
Yeah.
Except I think the thumbsticks are not, diagonal from each other. They're right next to each other.
Right, right. Well,
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yep.
I did. Like, we did talk about it and say that that's what they should do next, but not use their own controller. Dragon Age and Battlefield Hardline moved till next year. Wombat
Dragon Age isn't Dragon. Dragon Age was moved to November.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good.
So
for now,
good thing you're here.
For now, yeah, exactly. For now, that game, like I still love the Dragon Age Origins. If you haven't played it, you can usually find it for like a nickel. Go buy it. Dragon Age 2, despite all its flaws, I still enjoyed. So I have, you know, I'm still positive about Dragon Age 3, but I don't have the hype for it that I should have.
All right.
I think Destiny stole a lot of its thunder. Like I right now I'd rather just play Destiny. Maybe when the Destiny sheen is gone, that's when Dragon Age will be coming out.
Dragon Age looked rough at E3.
It did look a little not so hot. So we'll see what happens. But then again, it's when Dragon Age 3 is coming around the pike, maybe Diablo 3 for the next-gen consoles will be on sale or cheaper. And I'll be like, oh, I could buy this for less money. I did, you know, I can carry my game over from the 360 over to the Xbox One with all the new content. So, in Lego Batman 2, 3. So we'll see what happens.
EA's in a tough space here. Like, I don't know. They doesn't seem good for them.
Madden.
Well, the sports are there. Well, I guess they're putting out another NBA Live this year.
I guess.
Is that true?
I think so.
They have the hockey game, which was also not looking hot at E3.
Right.
And FIFA.
FIFA, that'll do fine.
Yep.
I guarantee you
no college football.
I guarantee the hockey game gets a lower Metacritic score than last year's. And last year's was sort of, people were kind of pissed off that last year's was more like, too much like the years before. So I don't even think it got like top scores. But so what's this thing, exclusive DLC?
Yeah, this is the second week in a row where GameStop has announced exclusive DLC for a pre-order. This time, it's not the Aliens game, it's the Batman game, which doesn't come out until next year, but it has, you know, exclusive DLC where you play as the Red Hood, so.
Is the Red Hood, is not the guy from Arrow?
No. The guy from Arrow's name is Speedy and or Arsenal, depending upon how old he is.
Okay. Red Hood, I think I saw the Red Hood movie.
Yes, Batman Under the Red Hood, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's that dude. Got it.
Okay. Jason Todd, who was the middle Robin.
Right. Gotcha. Oh, right. That was a good movie. That one was really good, actually. I remember that. Oh, they're all really good. What else we got here? Cagbag?
That's all that's left on there.
Well, there's not much on here, really.
You have two questions.
Did you read this article about digital sales?
No.
Next gen?
No.
They said about 10% of sales on next gen consoles are coming from digital.
What's the incentive to buy it digital? If the goal is to sell digital, let's say that, I don't know. Is that the goal? First off, is that the goal?
I don't know.
Digital over physical?
I think so, because you can't trade it in, and I would imagine the profit margins would be much wider.
I agree with you. I just want to tell me what's the incentive then for me to buy digital over physical. As a consumer, should I buy the copy that I can trade in?
Right. It's really only convenience, and that's in terms of how quick the game will load and taking up space in your house, but most people don't care about that.
Yeah, I mean, I bought Destiny
digitally. Well, it doesn't matter how quick the game will load, because even the physical copies...
I'm sorry, I mean how quickly you can get the game going. Not having to go pick up a disc.
So like, yeah, you don't have to go get the disc.
You don't have to stand up.
Yeah,
right.
I'm lazy.
But I mean, you know, if the games cost 10 to 15% less digitally, I think you'd see that 10 to 15% number change dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume they would like that number to be much higher, but
there's no incentive to buy digital.
It'll go higher naturally.
Not when GameStop is offering exclusive pre-order DLC.
Right.
I mean, there's just better offers in stores. Better bonus. You know, even a game like Lego Batman 3, would I rather buy the game digitally on the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One? I'd probably get this on the Xbox One. Doesn't matter, though, for this conversation. Would I rather buy digitally on the Xbox One and get nothing, or buy it for the same exact price on Amazon and get a Lego Batgirl keychain?
Yeah.
Even if I don't want a Lego Batgirl keychain, it's still something over nothing for the same price and getting the game at the same time. So I don't know, you know, why, what is the incentive for me to buy anything digital?
Well, that leads us into our next question from Dreb19N983 something. What would you guys like to see that's yet to be on one of the next gen consoles in terms of features, games, apps, etc.? How about discounts for buying digital?
I think it should be a 10%. I would say 10%, because I don't think that would take away too much from physical stores. It's not a huge chunk, $5. Well, you know, $6.
That's what about the Vita did, I think, right? Small discount.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty awesome. You know what app I really want to see?
HBO Go.
No, isn't it on there already?
Not on the Xbox. Xbox is missing a lot.
Yeah. The Disney Anywhere app.
You would.
I would. I would like the Disney Anywhere app, because I have like 6 Disney movies in that stupid thing. Right. So it'd be cool to be able to not have to put the Blu-rays in.
Xbox needs HBO Go. They need NHL. They need to somehow figure out how I don't have to go into the main settings of Kinect to disable the microphone if I want to play Plants vs. Zombies.
If I want to play Pants Off? Is that
what you... Well, I mean, if I want to have my pants off and don't want the world to hear what's going on in my living room, the only way to do that is either to physically remove the Kinect cable from the back of the Xbox or go into the Kinect settings and check off the box that says use Kinect as a microphone in chat, which also disables it in Skype. So then I wonder when I talk to my parents why they can't hear me. I mean, this thing's been out for a while. You can't address this. I mean, no one's noticed this but me. Whoops, as I knock shit off my desk.
I wonder how many people are using it for Skype besides you.
It's great. I mean, that's one of the best features.
Well, I use it for Skype every Sunday. That's how we talk to my in-laws.
Okay.
Yeah, it is really cool because my wife can sit on the couch with the kids.
When I plugged it in the first day to talk to Cheapy once.
They've made some improvements in how the camera zooms in on you when you're speaking and recognizes multiple people.
We just all use FaceTime around here, so.
Yeah.
It's not.
You don't live in another country.
To each their own. My in-laws don't have eye products.
They don't have eyes?
They don't have. No, awkward. They don't. I know, it's weird.
Yeah, so I would like the features I'd like to see the Xbox One be like 50% as complete as the Xbox 360 in terms of its features and app and you know, video streaming apps and things like that. Just like get halfway there, I'd be pretty happy.
And the PlayStation 4 needs like folders. It needs folders.
I don't have enough stuff on there that it's
that
a problem.
Line that the line of boxes when you have more than like I have a good number of games. I don't know where they came from, but I have like 8 games on there that are just that are digital games, maybe just from PlayStation Plus and some other like little things. And it's annoying. Like, it'd be nice if there was like a file for games and it dropped down and it was more like a grid. As opposed to the line across.
They just don't have enough games to make it.
They can't test it. They can't test it properly because there's not enough games on there.
Yeah, it's really dumb looking. So there you go. PlayStation 4, fix that.
I'd just like to see more games, period, for these consoles.
Yes, right. That would be nice too. Well, that's coming.
It is.
It's coming. You'll have it. It starts with Destiny, and then you have your aliens and your Mordors and your what else?
These are games that are not really doing much for. Okay, you named four games that I'm not excited about.
Grand Theft Auto and
five games.
Probably the Forza Horizon.
Okay,
and there you go. Madden.
6 games.
That's all I got. They're coming.
games that interest me that I can be excited about. Like
Halo Master Chief Collection?
It's not my fault that Borderlands, the next one, is coming out only for the 360 and PlayStation 3.
And PC.
Oh.
And PC.
And PC.
And PC. It's true. That PC version better not be all gimped for the, like, have the graphics look like the 360 and the PS3 version.
It'll probably look like the last Borderlands game on PC. Would that be okay?
That would be fine. That would make me upset that it's not on a console, but or on the next-gen consoles.
It will be eventually.
Yeah, there's not a lot. He ships right, though. There really is not. I mean, there are a handful of games coming out this year, but there's not that many. There's not that many super big system sellers. Unless they're going to make like a super duper Halo Xbox One to coincide with the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Like super, like it'll look like Master Chief's head.
Right.
I don't know. All right.
You saw that they're putting out those limited edition camo controllers, right?
Yeah, but that's just like army color. It's not Halo, right?
No, it's not Halo, but
I don't need that.
That stuff has started.
For Xbox One?
Yeah, for Xbox One.
Yeah, I think I'm good with two Xbox One controllers for a long time. I have like six Xbox 360 controllers, two Xbox One, and two PS4. And another shout out, by the way, to that PS4 Energizer stand. I don't even know how you own a PS4 without that. That is, you know, going through the Destiny beta, Wombat, you must have gone through a couple of controller.
It's nice cycles. To be able to just be like, oh, this one's running low, and switch them out.
Right.
Do the switch. I did that, I think, twice.
It would be nice if it was less shitty. Like, obviously, they just tried to make it as cheap and shitty as possible, so it's plastic and has no weight to it. I would pay more for one that actually had some weight.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I don't know. Maybe
you look.
Yet.
You look up PlayStation 4 chargers on Amazon. I'm sure you'll find one that's better.
And I almost want to get it for the Xbox, but I don't need the rechargeable batteries. I just want a stand. I just really want a stand for the controllers. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know what to tell you.
Rather than just have them lying around ever. It's just kind of nice to have them in that little rack and you pull it out and it's charged, ready to go. We need a high-end rack ship. That's our new business idea. We're going to make high-end gaming controller racks.
This one looks pretty impressive.
What's that?
The Power-A DualShock charging station.
No, it's plastic. Ours aren't going to be made out of plastic.
The Nyko one is pretty nice.
Ours are going to be made out of marble. I think it's a good material.
The Dream Gear.
They're all made in China garbage. Ship is going to hand make these in his garage.
Is he?
How many lathes do you own?
I none currently. I guess I could get a lathe.
You could rent one probably.
There's a lot of different. They make a ton of these stupid things. I wonder how many Xbox One ones. Some of them are pretty cheap too.
Well, they're made in China and they're 100% plastic, whatever the cheapest plastic is. I mean, of course, it probably cost them 3 cents to make those things.
Probably cost you 3 cents to make those things.
I wish I would be making them.
I don't know what that means. But.
I could have the cheap ass gamer line of shitty controller accessories, gaming accessories.
That does sound like a good idea.
Which one? The shitty one or the high end one?
The shitty one.
Just go for the shitty one?
Yeah.
All right. Forget the high end concept. We're just going to be shitty like everybody else. And we have ass on the box, so that's going to give us a leg up.
It seems like a no brainer there.
All right, Mad Cats, call me up. Talk to me, Mad Cats. We can make this happen. Shitty another.
They don't make the shitty products anymore, though.
Exactly. That's why they need me. Bring me in. They can go back to making the shitty. They can have like a nice shitty brand that won't taint their good brand of Mad Cats. Win-win. I'm spending the money right now, actually, that I've made.
Okay.
Sweet. It's Lambo.
Let's see about the Xbox. The Xbox One version of the same charging station that you have for your PlayStation also exists. That's
right, but what you have to do is you have to replace the batteries with rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, you have to put in the battery packs that it comes with.
But the Xbox controller lasts a really long time, I find, with regular batteries, so I don't...
It's okay.
I just want a stand for that. Either high-end or shitty. Some sort of stand. With no rechargeable batteries.
This one says that each battery pack has up to 40 hours of playtime.
Yeah, but you can't believe that.
Saying what it says. That's the Energizer one.
The first time you use it, you get 40. Second time you use it, you get a 20.
Yeah, I know. My rechargeable batteries from my Xbox 360 just don't even work anymore.
Exactly. all right, we're done with the show, I think. We've solved so many problems and came up with business ideas, and really just the economy should just be on fire after everybody listens to this show.
We are amazing.
We are pretty
amazing.
And
I say that about all of us, even Shipwreck.
So basically, everybody, you're welcome. And, you know, tune in next week for more knowledge.
Yeah. Look for the cheap-ass gamer controllers at your local retailer.
Right. They'll be on the bottom shelf.
They'll be on the end caps at Target.
Right. They're going to look like hot garbage.
Seriously. You just make them really, like, just like bright colors with, like, I think I have like,
they're
going to
be bright green
lights. Yeah. But we got to put, like, Christmas lights inside of them so they light up when you, when you're using them.
Mm-hmm. And a fan?
To cool your hands, so that, like when you're sweating. That's a good
I had
idea.
One of those. I had the Airflow controller. It actually worked. Unfortunately, just the controller was shitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We can't get around a shitty controller.
Nope.
Maybe we can just repackage these Retron ones we have.
Those are the very definition of shitty. Those are I would be embarrassed to put the cheap ass gamer name on that controller, to be honest. It has to be better. It has to be better than that, but worse than everything else. All right. We'll see you next week. You're welcome.
Bread's done.
Nintendo.
It's for breakfast now.
Nintendo.
It's a cereal.
Wow.
Nintendo.
Super Mario.
Jump.
Nintendo.
Peanut fruit flavored crunch.
Nintendo.
Here's Zelda 2.
Nintendo.
It's very good news.
Nintendo.
You just can't move. Nintendo cereal system is a super part of this nutritious breakfast.